You're listening to the audio production of Jesus Over Everything, Audio Bible Study by Lisa Whittle, published by Thomas Nelson and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Jesus Over Everything includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching.
I'm here in Texas, miles away from my home in North Carolina, and yet it doesn't matter where I go, on vacation or to film a video like this. I pack up my life with its struggles and its complications and take them with me. Yeah, we don't leave those at home, do we? Life feels simple out here with its stretches of quiet land, silent tumbleweeds, and there's even a docile longhorn out here, true story. But don't let the serene looking land fool you. It might be far away from my patch of busy life back in suburbia on the East Coast I call home. But there's plenty of hidden trouble here, too. Be careful, or you really might step on a scorpion. Kind of reminds me of life. Not everything is as it seems. Our life looks like a certain way, and we begin to make assumptions. If it's out of control, we feel like we need to pull the reins in and manage it. If it's stretched, we think we need to start making some cuts. Maybe we need to take a class, or we need to read up more. All the scrambling to uncomplicate a life that feels really complicated and out of control just results in us feeling more exhausted and inept. What we want is peace. What we want is freedom. What we want is to have the simpler life we crave that has thus far eluded us, and not from lack of effort. So hey, do something with me, will you? Just breathe. This isn't going to be a list of to-dos or a hefty spiritual undertaking you're not properly equipped for. What it's going to be is a 6-session journey to help you see the truth about the hidden snares of a life complicated by doing things our way, and the beauty and freedom of putting Jesus in his number one spot. If you're thinking any of these things, I feel overwhelmed at the thought of putting Jesus first. I feel guilty for not having put him first before.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?